be like, well, what do you think you are? It would be presumptive of me, because God didn't tell me to go get a camel hair garment and put on a leather belt and start eating bugs. So I would not be so presumptive. It is certainly true that the prophets, the false prophets, you can see them because they're everywhere. They're wealthy. They're on television. They have councils with the president. They have councils with kings. And they're not the servants of God. John the Baptist was a prophet, and more than a prophet, because he was the greatest prophet, according to Jesus Christ. He was the greatest prophet of all time. He prepared the way for the Messiah. He came bringing the message that the Messiah was coming. Prepare ye the way. Repent, for the kingdom of God is coming. And he says, but he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. This used to baffle me, and I think it baffles a lot of people. And I've heard bad explanations of it. But it's simply ideas. Jesus is first and last. Jesus is the least in the kingdom of heaven. He is. Jesus is greater and less. The least is greater than John. Christ is the greatest and the least. To be in the kingdom of heaven, you cannot be greater than him. And to be in the kingdom of heaven, you cannot be less than him. Luke chapter 6, verse 40, the disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. And I tell you, you can't be less than perfect. And I know some people, when I say that, their hearts, fear enters in. Oh, you of little faith, God has power to deliver from sin. Don't doubt it. He has power to make, he is the one that works in us, to do our works in us, and to perfect us. And if you don't believe it's possible, it will be impossible to you. And though with man these things are impossible, rejoice, for it's not you who needs to do this work, but God. All he wants you to do is believe. If it's too much for you to believe that he has the power to turn you from your sin and to perfect you, then it's too much for you to enter into the kingdom of God. If you can't believe that, how can you believe he could raise the dead? When you doubt him like that, you're showing your lack of faith. All the people that heard John and the publicans, according to Christ, they justified God. What that means is they were acknowledging God was just. God's justice, saying, we need to be baptized. We are sinners. We need God to send a Savior to save us. We need God to cleanse us from our sins. So we will go out to this prophet and submit to the immersion and the baptism that he is giving us. We're going to submit to it. We're going to be baptized, which is a humbling experience. That's why people don't like to be immersed. They just want to be sprinkled. So much more or less undignified. Oh, couldn't I just have it dripped on me? I don't want to take a bath. They submitted and they said, God is just. We are sinners. We need repentance. We need a deliverer. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, to their own hurt, being not baptized of John. They said, we need not a physician. We need not the baptism. We are righteous. We have the law. We have Abraham to our father. We need not the vain words of this prophet, if he even be a prophet, because he spake roughly with them. He rebuked them because they came to him to judge him. The people judged that God was just. The publicans, remember, publicans are tax collectors. That's a synonymous in their time with a big sinner. The tax collectors came out. They knew they were unrighteous and they said, God is just. And they were baptized, preparing themselves for God's kingdom. The Pharisees said, we're ready. They refused to become prepared and therefore, when Messiah came, they were the same. Verse 31, and the Lord said, whereunto shall I liken the men of this generation? And to what are they like? They are like unto children sitting in the marketplace and calling one to another, saying, we have piped to you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned to you, and ye have not wept. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and ye say, he hath a devil. And the Son of Man has come, eating and drinking, and you say, Behold, a gluttonous man, and a wine-bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of all her children. And that goes right to what I said about wisdom. That they both did right. John came fasting, not eating and drinking, and they say, Oh, this guy's crazy. And Jesus comes and hangs out with people they thought he shouldn't hang out with, you know, to preach the gospel to them, as I said last time. But they say, Oh, gluttonous man, wine bibber, friend of sinners. And so they look at one who comes one way and they reject him in the other way. It's like they either one. That's the meaning of, you know, they're like children calling to each other, Well, we've piped and you don't dance. You know, they want it one way. Here, we'll play a pipe for you, John. We'll pipe. Bippity, bippity, bippity. Why are you so dour? Come on. Eat and drink. Be merry. Don't be such a fuddy-duddy. Then the Son of Man comes, ready to dance. And they say, Oh, we've mourned to you. Now we want to play funeral. Now we want to be dour. Now we want to be sour. We want you to be more like him. Like John, you know, John came and they wanted him to be more like Christ, and Christ came and they wanted him to be more like John. They always want to play the opposite game of what the time is calling for. Like children, you know, we pipe, but you know, don't you want to play with us? Do you want to play our game? We'll pipe, you dance. They always want to get God dancing to their tune. They always want him to get to play their game. We want you to play our game, God. We're going to mourn now. Mourn with us. We're going to dance now. Dance with us. Instead of moving with God, they want God to move with them. Wisdom is justified of all her children. That's what I talk about when I say, as I've said in Luke before, that, you know, like when he calls people to forsake all and follow him. It's for that time. It's like John, there was a time to fast and a time to eat. There's a time for this kind of prophet and there's a time for the Messiah. And there are different characteristics of each. And the wise recognize the wisdom of each. You know, we ought to recognize the wisdom that is in forsaking all and following Christ when the time calls for it. And also the wisdom in caring for your family in the times when it's called for. Staying with your family. When it's not time to just up and run off. Or there's a time when it's greater. The need is greater at home. There's a time when the need is greater abroad.